Torah Maimer Aleph, Os Beis. Kosav HaRambam, Talmud Shegola L'ir Miklato, Megalin L'Rabo Imo. For Talmud, right, we're learning Makkos this year, it's very appropriate. A student has to go to the Ir Miklat, so then you send the Rebbe with him. Shenemar V'chai. The pasuk says he lives in the Ir Miklat, so you have to do for him that which is necessary for him to live. That's one of the most famous lines of the Rambam. The life of wise people and people that beseech wisdom without Talmud Torah is considered like death. If you're one of those people that tries to find wisdom, and you can't, because you don't have a rabbi to teach you, that's kemisa chashuvim. That's mamish like death. That's my rabbi's story about the ultimate gehenim for Rav Shach was waking up in the middle of the night, trying to figure out the pshat and the Rambam, and finally, you have an idea, and there's just no light. You can't turn on the light because it's Friday night and it's Shabbos, and you can't look at the words of the Rambam again. You're mevakshe ha'emes. You're mevakshe ha'emes. It's kemisa chashuvim if you can't do it. V'hainu. Ki b'li Talmud Torah lo yimeir aleihem or alukusu yisbarach. V'chayim ke'elu kemisa chashuvim. So says the Nesiv Shalom, not a psychological approach, but he says, in the Olam Haruchni, when somebody doesn't have the ability to learn, so he's not able to light up the world. He's not able to receive this light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore his life is considered like a life of death. It's considered like death. We described until now that the light of Torah is the capability that a person has to see the world with different lenses. It gives the person the ability to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So this person that no longer can learn is no longer changing the lenses. He's using a old prescription. His eyes got worse, and now he's using old glasses. The old glasses don't work anymore. So now, instead of seeing a nice, beautiful world around him, all he sees is black and white. Right, there's a new ad on Egged buses in Yerushalayim today. Remember today? And it says, you have two pictures on the back of the bus. On the right side, it's a picture of a boat in black and white. A Pashta boat, like from the 1920s. And on the left side, you have a picture of a motorboat. Beautiful color. And everything, everything fancy schmancy. And it says, you could have this one or that one. On the bottom, it's an advertisement for LASIK surgery. In other words, you have two lenses in your eyes. You have the capability to improve the lens and make it that you could see the world with beautiful color and beautiful imagery and all that exists within. But that capability to see the world as such is only if you have the surgery. That's only if you get that Talmud Torah, the Or Lekusa that comes from learning, allows us to enlighten the world and see the world in a different light. But if you don't have Talmud Torah, so all you have is the black and white around you. There's no, we lose that capability to see HaKadosh Baruch in the Bria. K'moich Amar Chazal, Suma, someone who's blind, is Choshev Kemeis. Heyosh in Reye, or someone who doesn't see light, Ariyu B'siat Simtzum, he's at the ultimate constriction. He's ultimately confined. Ve'enu Margish V'laso, V'hareyu Kemeis. And therefore, he doesn't feel the people around him, and he's considered like a dead person. In other words, somebody what brings us to life, a Suma, somebody who's blind and he can't do for others, he can't recognize those around him, is Choshev Kemeis. Ba'efresh bein amaretz Talmud Chacham ki yisrona pikeach al Suma. The difference between a Talmud Chacham and an amaretz is similar to the difference between a wise person, a person who can see to a person who's blind. Am aretz ukesuma. Shachomer, the physical world, master mimeno is ora ukuzis baraka into besechkol abriya. We just described, because the physical universe seals and conceals and hides within it the ora ukusoi that's within creation. Ubriyasoi hamitzumsemes roye rak es atzmai. And in his constricted existence, all he sees is himself. All he sees is his physical, the physical world around him, with him at the center of it. However, v'atam chacham or atecha meir bo liroi says or lukusoi. But the Talmud Chacham, the Torah allows him to have a new perspective. V'roye bo ifakim ein sofim misoy bolim atsoifoi. And he sees the distances from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Umabato al olam, in his perspective of the world, umiluo umabat ruchani, and his perspective of the world and his role in the world is a spiritual vision. Umabati ruchani iloi, believe simtsumim v'agbalot, without any constrictions. In other words, when you're able to expand your vision through the Ora Teira, so all of a sudden you're able to recognize how all of existence works together. You're able to see how everything interacts with each other and develops into a greater picture, and we might be a player that have a role in the greater play, but it doesn't revolve around us. If we're living a life of constriction, if we're living a life that we are, we can't see the Elokus Yisbarach, we can't see Hashem in the universe. So at the end of the day, what am I here for? It's me, myself, and I. Everything's here just to serve me. Right? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. The perspective of eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die, is the concept that the world was created and it exists solely for that which is great for me, and nothing outside of me. Like, I don't really care what's going on in China other than the fact that they make toys for me. Right? I don't care. Like, it would make no difference to me if Vietnam was on the map other than they might blow me up. Right? So, like, it's only there as much as it's no gay lie. That's a very constrictive, mitzumtzum perspective. Somebody who's able to see the world in a broader perspective and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in this existence, they can recognize that, guess what, we're all in it together, we all have a role to play. And therefore, even if it's not nogea to me, even if those, you know, 40 million people that are starving in Vietnam have no shaykhis to me, but it affects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's it affects HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hug in the world. The way we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and therefore it is no gaya, therefore it is important, even if it's not, you know, pressing to my physical entity. So quotes the famous Chazal in Kiddushin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us the Yetzer Hara, and he created for us the Torah to be tavlin the Yetzer Hara. So Iker Koyach HaYetzer, the main force, the main capability of the Yetzer Hara is letzamtzein ulesanver riaso shel adam. Sanver is like we have in by Loit, right? That all of the people that were trying to break into Lot's house became sanverim, became blind, right? So the Iker Koach HaYetzer is to constrict to constrict people, and to make them blind. The sanver riaso shel adam lirois ach es achemer v'nafshav hamis. That all he's able to see is the physical world around him and his physical place in that world. Nefesh Bahamas, right, as opposed to every person is a Nefesh Bahamas. Nefesh Bahamas means the essence of a person that's driven by instincts. It's driven by the environment that he lives in around him. So my Nefesh Bahamas makes it that when I'm hungry, I look for the closest place to get food. Right? Whether that means killing somebody along the way, like, it doesn't bother me. My nefesh of Bahamas directs me or drives me to make my business the most successful, irrelevant of how many people are going to get run over along that, you know, in that process.
So it's instinctual. What is it? It's essential of a person
that's instinctual. That's physically driven by the physical surroundings around them to make him very instinctual. So when the Yetzer Hara is Iker Koyach, its main force, its main drive is to make it that a person can only have a constricted, blind perspective, that all he recognizes is the perspective of the Nefesh HaBehemis. All he recognizes is that physical, this world perspective. Right, that's what the Gemara tells us in Saita, that a person doesn't do Avera unless they have a Ruach Shtus, a moment of idiocy. Right, unless they have this moment that they stop thinking. Right, the Rambam, when he says Hilchos Soita, if you look at the way the Rambam writes Hilchos Soita, what does he say? Hilchos Soita. The Rambam Hilchos Soita is with the Shin, because Eidanim Choyte Elim Ki Nichnas Goruach Shtus. The Gemara is talking about a Soita. That's where this Gemara is on a Soita. Right, that a person's not going to do an Aveira unless they stop thinking for a moment. Ruach Shtus is they stop thinking for a moment. So that is the Koyach Yetzirah. What do you mean stop thinking? Became an idiot? The answer is, I stop thinking and I'm ruled and driven by my instincts. If I'm ruled and driven by my instincts, so then it doesn't matter. There's no greater cause. There's no greater goal. There's moral drive. I'm driven by my instincts. That's the Ruach Shtos. So, Barasi Teicha Tavlin. What does that mean? Shebe'or HaTorah Hami'irei Seinayim Roa Or Elokusis Barach. Right, the Or HaTorah opens up our eyes, it enlightens our eyes, and we're able to see Hashem in existence. And therefore what? Umasig Mabat Acheret Al Kol HaBria. You now have a completely alternative perspective on the entire world, on the entire creation. Va'ad, to the degree, Shekol in Yonei Ta'avas Olamazeh Hakol Heaven. It can inspire you, it can change you. I should say inspire is not the right word, but it can metamorphosize your thinking to such a degree, your eyesight to such a degree, that all in Yonei Tavas Olamaze, all of your instinctual drives are heaven, are meaningless. I'm able to overcome all of that. I'm able to withstand, resist all of my drives, because I recognize there's a greater goal. Just like somebody, right, just like a basketball player wants to get to the NBA, and therefore he's willing to sit in the gym for hours on end and take free throws all by himself, even though that's really not fun, and even though that's really not enjoyable, and even though it's boring, but he's able to overcome his natural instinctual drive to do something fun, exciting, because he's looking at a greater perspective. He's looking at a greater goal. There's something, an end, tachlis in mind. Right? Lahavdil elef alfei hevdalim, to say something completely different, is the fact that when it comes to ruchnius, we are, Torah gives us that capability to withstand and resist our natural instincts, because we have a greater perspective and a greater goal in mind. Whether that's eating, Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, right? Whether that's Taivas Noshim, whatever the Taiva may be, the Torah is Meir, gives you a greater light on the world to recognize that we are here for a greater goal. Umargish is a cure, and not only that, but Torah also allows us to margish, to feel, not only to understand intellectually, but to emotionally feel. It's a kior sheyesh b'tayves b'nefesh b'ames. You can feel the disgustingness that exists in these tayves as well. Torah gives you that capability. The more you learn, right, whether that's from Chovos HaLevavos, whether that's from a Gemara in Kiddushin, or whether that's from a Chumash, But through the learning, you can have this understanding that becomes an emotional reaction. Imagine an emotional reaction to a negative reaction to Taibas Nefesh Bahamas. I don't, you know, there's a famous line from the Gaon. The Gaon, this is appropriate for the Gaon, but the Gaon used to say, he said once, you know, that if I could live like a malach and never have to sleep, I would, but I know I have to sleep. He understood, sleeping is enjoyable, sleeping is fun, it's comfortable, right? You wake up, you feel better, you feel good, it's important. The Gaon was saying, I could give that all up. I would give that all up in a second. I don't care about the way, you know, all of my physical feelings and all that. If I could stay awake, I would, but I know I have to sleep. Because when you have a greater perspective, right, we want to give up sleeping because we don't have enough time in our day. There's so many things that we want to do. Right? But that's when you love to sleep. It's just, you know, if the day would be 30 hours, so then I'd sleep 10 of them. But since it's only 24, so now I'm lacking time, which is what I do, what I have to do, right? The guy was saying, no, if it'd be 30 hours, I also wouldn't sleep, right? Because when you have a greater perspective, he didn't enjoy the sleep. He had to do it. Right? That's why the guy was so upset, not only because he wasted time, but he was so upset when he got a little too much sleep. Right? The famous stories of the guy, and you sleep a little at 31 minutes as opposed to 30, you get upset. It's not more. No, it's not more geschmack. I hate it. It makes me feel bad. Aye, but it makes you feel better. No, it doesn't. Because I have such a hargosha, and it's psychological dissonance, a psychological negative approach to sleep, so it doesn't make me feel better. Right? To make it more palpable, right? That's why people, they might be driven to do aveiros, but you ask them, how do you feel about that? Even b'toich aveir, or after the aveir, they feel horrible. I remember I was speaking recently to a chashuva psychologist, and he was dealing with a guy, I don't know if it was a boy or a girl. He was dealing with a group of people that were keeping half Shabbos. Right? They were grown up in a very, very firm neighborhood, very firm families, and whatever, they had tremendous Yetzirah, and they were makbid about all Hilchos Shabbos except their phones, everything but the phone, right? I'll do everything, you know, Kiddush, Magen Avraham time, anything you want, I'll do. Let me keep my phone on the Shabbos and use my phone. I'll try to use the Shabbos app if it works, but it's like, whatever, I don't know if it exists anymore. But, right, he's telling them, and he asked them a very basic question. He said, after Shabbos is over, and you make Avdol, how do you feel about Shabbos? And the reaction, I hate it. So he said, why do you hate it? Because you can't do things? No, I hate it because I didn't do it. Not that I hate it because I wish there would be no restrictions and therefore I could use my phone all the time. No, Adrabba. I think the restrictions are good. I think Shabbos is amazing. And I hate the fact that I wasn't able to live up to that standard. So this is a person that is a very psychologically a negative approach, a negative feeling to Chilul Shabbos, based on everything they've grown up with, the environment they were raised in, based on everything they've learned. But at the end of the day, their taivas are strong, right? And they need help, and Baruch Hashem, they're getting help. But we have that capability to develop that psychological perspective, that emotional feeling, that when you see Taibas Adam Hazeh, whether it's, you know, Pritzus, whether it's, I don't know, it just makes you gross. Makes you feel ick. So he says, Yemaima Moron, Zulchusa Yoga and Alenu, Bebeins Avram, Beferish, Bemaseli Nehoiro. If you bring to me light, V'tach B'lechoin Bahato, and I will reveal down here. I will reveal things down here. That's from Ekdomas. Be'esha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meir LiYehudi, that when a time Hashem lights up the world for a Jew, Tichase Az you'll cover up then chashkus, the darkness of busha, as kol inyone tavas on the mazeh. He will cover up as chashkus to busha, as kol inyone, then darkness and embarrassment will cover up all of the tavas that a person feels. What do you mean darkness and embarrassment? Darkness means that you're trying to avoid it. Embarrassment is an emotional reaction. You're embarrassed to be connected to that. V'roye efsiois kol ha'davarim shmenei adam roif macharei. And he looks at all the things people run after as efsiois, efes, as garnish, as nothingness. Ha'or hazeh, this light, who had tavlin sheish b'Torah sinu hakadosh neged yitzahara, shebiladov, that without the Torah achzir as oilam atoyu, the whole world will go back to toyu. Oilam kulo hu oilam hatoyu, the whole world will be a world of toyu. What does a world of toyu mean? A world of temporal existence that has no kodesh baruch behind it, that has no connection to godliness. So if it wouldn't be for the Torah, which is the capability for us to light up our lives in a way to see Hashem in the Bria, so Achzir's Kolay, I'm going to tell you, the whole world will go back automatically to a reality of Koydim HaBria, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the whole purpose of Bria was for us to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So if there's no capability to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, so then what is it? It's a world that's it's detached from any spirituality. Do you have time to go back there? What?
Close, Rabbi, on that story. Not that.